from the Islamic State.
Says the Russia witch hunt is rapidly losing credibility and has a new nickname for special counsel Bob Mueller's investigators, the 13 Angry Democrats. After cheering Friday when a federal judge questioned Mueller's authority in a case against former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort, the president tweets the special counsel's team is starting to find there is a court system that actually protects people from injustice. He adds, just wait till the courts get to see your unrevealed conflicts of interest. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Britain's Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said Monday he was working with European powers to get tougher with Iran to avoid the considerable risk that the United States would pull out of the 2015 nuclear deal.
I'm not going to hide it from you that there are very grave downsides. And yes, on balance, there have got to be considerable risks at the moment that the United States will walk away, that there will be a collapse of the deal. And what happens then? The Iranians just go for a bomb. And how do we stop them? What's our plan B?
U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to cancel the accord restricting Iran's nuclear activities this week, saying it is flawed. An Afghan Air Force attack on an open-air religious gathering killed 30 children and wounded 51 more people last month. That is according to a United Nations investigation that was published on Monday. Kabul has acknowledged civilian casualties occurred and has promised to further investigate the incident. This is VOA News. Vladimir Putin promised to serve his people and his country after taking the oath of office for his fourth term as Russian president on Monday.
I assure you that my life and work's goal will be, as before, serving the people and our fatherland. This is above everything else for me.
Putin effectively has been the leader of Russia for all of the 21st century. He stepped down from the presidency in 2008 because of term limits, but was named prime minister and continued to steer the country until he returned as president in 2012. Residents in the Lebanese capital Monday reacted to election results that saw Iran-backed Hezbollah group and its allies score significant gains, while the Western-backed Prime Minister Saad Hariri's Future Movement sustained losses.
But we're always hoping, God willing, that things will get better. This means we've been waiting for this opportunity to improve our economy, to make things better, because people have had a hard time.
Sunday's election was the first held in 9 years and was marked by a lower turnout than before.